Michelle Laurie and Tommy Little.
Michelle and Tommy. Nova
100. Last time we saddle up and you are off to a screamer, Laurie.
Sorry, yeah, I peaked too soon.
You're all right, mate.
But...
how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty great, actually.
That's good.
Last night I went to a stand-up gig for the first time in I don't know how long.
Well,
I went to the Comics Lounge in North Melbourne and it was bloody tops.
You went to my regular stomping ground.
Yeah, it was great fun. You must get in there whenever you can.
Yeah.
Great local comics. Pommy Johnson was headlining. I was like, oh God, it's like I never left. This is great.
Well, I actually wouldn't have seen Pommy in about 3 years, I reckon.
Yes, well, he may be listening now because we compared wake-up times and he might be up as well.
In a truck? Is he in
yes,
a truck at the moment?
Yep.
As he said, diesel in his veins.
Mate, he's never been better, and it was so great to see him.
Well, the last comedian who I've heard say they've got diesel in their veins was Greg Fleet.
Different.
Not driving a truck.
It's different.
Just actual diesel in his veins.
Oh, Fleety. Hey, it's been a big couple of months for comedians.
Hayden from Wallen. Haydo, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle and Tommy. It's sad to say goodbye to you.
Mate.
Haydo,
I'd say thank you very much for the laughs over the last 2 years.
Oh,
it's been fantastic, guys.
You are a bloody legend, Hayden. Good on you. Good on you.
You're very sweet. Thank you so much.
How good's this, Haydo? I feel I'm reading that your favourite memory was AM Rampage.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, God, we haven't done a bit of AM Rampage in ages.
Come on, can you do that before 9 o'clock?
God. Well, I'm sure we can, Hayden.
Well, especially with what's been going on in the world these days.
Oh.
I mean, people with covering their faces with God knows what.
Oh God!
And I mean, they're saying you can't wear a burqa, but then what's on their bloody face? I've got a bloody Australian flag wrapped around their face, and if you can't cover your faces, I'm saying that's for one, that's for all.
And
yes.
I'm worried about the ISIS epidemic.
Oh.
I believe the young people are smoking something called ISIS.
Do you know what I've heard?
What?
I've heard ISIS. Are dealing ice.
No!
That's how bad it's gotten.
13-24-10, how stupid are women?
Give us a call. Of course, men only. Women won't know how to use the phone. Too busy lining up to use the bathroom in public. I mean, when are we going to sort it out?
Hey, Spring Street. I blame Spring Street.
Oh, I'll march on the steps, that's for sure. Hey, Haydo, thank you, mate.
No worries, and thank you again. And, it's sad to say goodbye.
Isn't it? But you know what? We're not dying. That's the lucky thing. Mm. And you can see Tommy Little in the Comedy Festival next year. Hang around afterwards. Buy a mug. Get your photo taken with him.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that awesome.
Are you doing anything for the Comedy Festival, Michelle?
No, I'll be around bits and pieces, but I'm not doing a season. So I'll run into you, Haydo. No worries.
All right. Well, goodbye and thanks again.
See you there, mate. No worries.
You're a great man, Hayden. All the best.
Bye.
Bye, love you.
Bro.
Oh, God, Oprah's in town. I suppose she'll be ringing through at some stage. Oh, g'day, Ope.
And also, back of the queue, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Michelle Laurie and Tommy Little.
Michelle and Tommy.
Nova 100.
It wouldn't be a final show without just basically the backbone of the team strutting in here. As you said, Mish, a look that is not rocked often.
No, and now that I see it, I think, why not? Why aren't more girls around town?
I can suggest reasons.
Why aren't more girls around town rocking a Bintang singlet and black blazer?
You know what it is? It's party up front, business up front.
Yeah, business
I mean?
Around the sides and a bit at the back.
Yeah.
But a bit of party just down the middle of the front.
Yeah.
Just mainly the left breast, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of party on the left breast.
Fully. Yeah. It's I'm here for work, but my left breast is here for a good time.
It's in Bali,
my
guys.
One.
The smaller one's in Bali, guys.
Hey, should we do it?
Sure.
Would you like to play Would You Rather with me?
Yes!
Oh,
I would.
Would I ever?
I've never been so sad about... doing this segment.
That's weird because you're dancing. So.
Yeah, and you've always hated it. So I think you have been pretty sad about doing it. So you're lying, but that's all right.
All right,
great,
guys.
Great news, Laz.
The final Would You Rather.
Well, hang on. Before we get to that, you know we've spoken.
About?
We've spoken to the Pinheads at Network, and they have agreed, Would You Rather... every day.
This staying on in 2016.
Yeah. No.
I'm out of here.
Nah,
very
you're
well
off.
Said.
I'm out of here, but I've spoken to Jonathan Brown and Sam Pang, and they're very excited about Would You Rather every day.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They're really jazzed about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got a few months to...
We gave them a would you rather of sorts.
We did. Yeah. Yep, they chose you, mate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Would you rather, before every conversation with your partner's parents, drop a fart?
Oh, my God.
This is very specific so far.
Yep.
Or after every conversation with your boss, do the Michael Jackson crotch grab and go...
You know, there's a few things about this. What? Firstly, the second one I already do. And the first one, I don't know. And Mish, I think you're in the same boat as me. I don't drop farts. I smash them out. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know
yes,
what
you do.
I do with them. No,
you, mate, I know what you do with them. What do you mean? I've spent 2 years.
No, you don't.
And these, the seals no, on don't. These windows are impeccable. And you, if you don't smash them out, you back them up. That's what you do. Because you sometimes say, remember what, Kizzy, remember what Mish says? Remember before she holds out her finger and says, pull that. Before she did that, she would say, I'm about to back out. I'm about to back out a fart here. You too.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
So, so Mish is going to back out a fart before she speaks to her partner's parents.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm visualising my mother-in-law, Carol, in this moment. Yeah. I don't think Carol would mind, to be honest. And she's quite deaf. So,
yeah, but
that
helps. Can she smell?
Yeah.
Wow.
I still don't think she'd mind. She's earthy. She's from Horsham.
She's earthy. It's disgusting, isn't
country
it?
Lady.
Yeah. Oh, just a bit earthy.
Yeah.
Oh. Or grab your crotch. Surely with that one, you can just stop grabbing your crotch.
No, you can't.
No, you
it's
have
like
to do it like Michael
tick.
Jackson.
So how did you get the job in the first place is what I want to know.
Phone interview.
Yeah. That is what you were really enthusiastic about. Woo! So everyone at work knows about it, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Silly.
What if your boss is your brother-in-law, is your father-in-law? Are you just grabbing it and pushing
that's
one out?
Right. No, you're farting
it's
first.
Before.
You're farting
and then,
first.
Yeah,
and then they look like you're trying to stop it, but you've grabbed the wrong end. Oh, that poor child thinks they're farting from the front.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, I'm taking.
Well, what
clearly,
I love is that Luke from Chelsea has weighed in way very early. He's happy to jump.
What are you doing, Luke?
I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, but what are you doing regarding the would you rather dilemma?
I'd be dropping bombs.
Okay.
I'd be dropping bombs for sure.
Here's the hard thing, Luke. As of tomorrow, I don't have either of these people in the scenario. So I could take both these and I still would go through my days without dropping a fart or grabbing my crutch. Yeah.
Untroubled.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, Luke, you got a partner?
Yeah, I sure do.
Now, Luke, would you say you drop farts or would you say you smash them out?
Oh, just smash
me
out.
Yeah. Okay.
Better out than in.
Yeah,
that's exactly
yeah,
right.
We get it,
what was it? Better a
better an empty house than a bad tenant.
Better an empty house than a bad tenant.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. What is it?
I'm taking farts as well. I'm with Luke.
But why? Is that just because you're seeing your partner-in-law more? I mean, imagine if that was your thing. Imagine if you became like a gimmick comic.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, geez, I love when Mish grabs her front. Grabs her, what do you say, crotch? Yeah, crotch.
I think we still say it, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds better than front. Yeah. Grabbing your front.
And it's not even the quick one where he goes, oh, it's the long one where he goes, ah! Yeah. From bad.
Do you get a fan?
Yeah. Ah!
Yeah.
Wind
oh,
in my
yeah.
hair.
Yeah. See, I'm quite partial to that.
Yeah. It's pretty heckers in a work environment.
That's what I'm saying as well. But maybe that's the... I mean, that is how I'm planning on leaving you today.
I love it.
Yeah.
Crotch grab. Yeah. Ah! I'd love that.
Give us a call. I mean, give us a call if you've got anything, I guess.
Yeah, anything at all. We need Danny from Laylaw. Did we organise to speak to him this morning? Great.
Danny was formerly from Laylaw.
I know. I know he's moved, but to me, he'll always be Danny from Laylaw.
Yeah, and are we going to ask him if he's dropping or smashing him out?
Yeah, I'll just make sure we talk to him early, that's all.
Yeah, okay. It was Liza's fine.
Would you like to play Would You Rather with me?
Yes, Liz. We'd love to forever and a day, but unfortunately for us, This is maybe the last time professionally we'll play Would You Rather, but I'd like to think we'll catch up at least bi-weekly and force you to play this game with us.
Yeah.
Until we die.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to offer a job every probably month that is essentially a version of Would You Rather.
Great.
Yeah. It's going to be Would You Rather Stay There or I've Got a Mug Empire.
I'll be trying to get her every damn day. Don't you worry.
Today was, would you rather fart? Just drop a fart. Just casually drop it. Drop that there.
Every single time you run into your partner's parents.
Yeah. Or grab your crutch, Michael Jackson style. And not the small one, not the cute. Oh! But which one, Mish?
Oh!
When you had to
speak. The one from Bad.
When you had to speak to your boss. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Steve from Baronia, talk to us.
Guys, I would rather grab the dong and scream.
Grab the dong.
Grab the dong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your boss's name?
Oh, I can't say on radio, but let's just call him Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, that's great. Steve so mind? If I'm wandering in and I need a genius, and I go, oh, my buddy, phone's turned off again, I just go, ah!
Also, Steve Jobs, if he was your real boss, I mean, may he rest in peace, but I think he might have burst into tears if you did that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, he's being a weird cat.
He was. I read a great book about him, and he was prone to a cry.
Was he?
Yeah. In a meeting.
Was he? While grabbing the crotch.
No, he didn't mention that, but maybe,
Maybe. I mean, maybe someone's smashing out some killer gas out the back.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, bosses are just people, guys.
Are they?
In a way.
Not with the behaviour we've seen occasionally.
Yeah.
Ellie from North Melbourne, good morning.
In a way they are, Ellie.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, which one are you doing, Elle?
I reckon I'm going to do the crotch.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
How do you feel about the female crotch grab? Because it's predominantly a move that has been made famous, as Steve said, by blokes grabbing the dong.
But not in culture. Like, culturally, women do it in dance at the same way men do.
No, that's emulating men doing it.
Yeah, but it's also, I think it's culturally acceptable in dance. But you're thinking about how men grab their crotches all day. They're just adjusting and scratching everywhere they are.
Yeah, I guess I'm saying all of that. Yeah, but Ellie, how do you feel about the women crotch grab?
I think it can be quite liberating.
Yeah, I'm into it too.
There you go. There you go. Liberation.
And,
there's always a time and place.
Yeah, and it's
so true.
I think it's most times. It would. What kind of...
At Tommy's place.
Oh, come on, mate. What type of... Are you letting out a gentle, oh, when you do it, or are you really giving it some?
Oh, you can just smash it.
Yeah.
Is it a sustained vocal?
Yeah, sustain it. You can turn it into, you know, a song, bring it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I mean, give us a bit of that, Elle.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
God, you haven't heard that in hours. Tommy. Good one, Ellie.
Danny, you great man. Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Tommy and Michelle. How are you?
G'day, gorgeous.
Mate, it's nice to hear your voice, to be honest.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to miss you guys, just let you know.
Yeah, oh, mate, we're going to miss you as well.
Good, we're going to talk to 6 in the morning.
Oh.
You can still talk to me, mate.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And to be honest, 0407-506, just give us a bell, mate.
hey, Tommy, just a quick one. I added you on Facebook. I'm still waiting for you to reply me to request, mate.
Have I not accepted?
I don't know. It's still, nothing's come up.
Oh, you've got to put it, what you've got to do, Danny, is you've got to make your photo a hot girl in some various state of undress, and then you'll get through the...
Boom!
Really
straight to the front of the queue.
I'll make a fake account then.
Yeah, great. I'll sift through, mate. I will find it. Hey, are you going crutch grab or are you going fart, Danny?
I'll go fart.
Are you dropping your fart or are you doing? Are you backing it out?
Nah, full dropping the fart.
Yeah.
Hard.
Danny's dropping it like it's lava.
He's this dropping is what it like it's hot.
Hey, let's give away all the prizes we've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's.
Wait, Danny, you want to go to Stereosonic?
Oh, I don't really go for that ductal stuff, mate.
Some stereo guy. That's fair enough.
If you can give me a, if you can give me a voucher at BCF, maybe I'll take it.
Oh,
I don't think the good people at BCF advertise on this show.
Don't I don't have I don't have that on the old prize sheet.
I love me fishing. I love me fishing. So anything fishing's good.
Okay, what about we give you some cash and then you can spend it there?
Yeah, that'll be good, mate.
Mate, have $100. That's from our wonderful sponsor, Sage Institute of Fitness. Call 1-300-664-664. Danny, have a ripper.
Thank you very much, guys. See you later.
Cheers, bro.
Nova 100's Michelle and Tommy.
Macca from Thomastown's on the phone. Yo, Macca.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Yo,
Macca, what's happening?
Not much. What are you doing, Trees? You're leaving me.
Yeah.
Mate, wasn't our idea, believe me.
Yeah.
Look, just come work for me if you want.
Oh, great.
What do you do?
What do you do?
I've got a pizza shop. Do pizza deliveries. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, good.
Sick. You can drive around in your car all night, Tommy, listening to tunes.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a chippy as well. Listen to you guys. If that boy's going to listen to the Fox, say, Nova all the way.
You are a legend, Macca.
I am, man. I am, guys. It's going to miss you.
Hey, Macca, you want to go to Stereo Sonic?
Yeah, of course we want to go Stereo, mate.
Well, there you go. Have a couple of tickets. Go on.
You guys are legend.
Hey, Macca, just coincidentally, which Spice Girl would you be and why, hypothetically?
No. I reckon you'd be sporty, Macca.
Posh
guys. Hey?
Which one? Posh. Yeah, that's because it keeps coming back to...
Guys do really like to see themselves as Posh Spice.
Well, everybody likes to see themselves as Posh Spice, don't they? She's the success.
I suppose. She's a miserable bitch, though.
Yeah, but as you've said before...
She never looks happy.
Gets to root David Beckham.
That's true.
And wouldn't you rather be miserable and cooter? This comes back to the question. Wouldn't you rather be miserable and cooter than happy and minging?
No, I'd rather be happy and minging.
Oh, well. Johnny from Glen Iris. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
What's going on, mate?
Oh, just working, mate.
Okay, which Spice Girl would you be and why?
I'd probably be Posh because she's married to Bex.
Oh, my God, you people.
you're a man after my own heart.
This is great. You reckon you just get to sit around talking stats and stuff with Bex, just footy stuff?
You're not talking to Bex. You've heard him talk. You're not talking.
Yeah, I have. Bless him.
I'll be talking to Beck.
Yeah.
You get tats together and all that. It'd be
Who are you? You're Ginger.
Yeah,
you?
I'm not proud of it, but yeah.
Nana Nick, turn on your buddy desk in there. Which Spice Girl would you be and why?
Baby.
Oh, that's so true.
The gayest thing you've ever said in your life, baby.
Brilliant. You know who'd be quite a good baby Spice? Yep. Gorgeous Ash sitting there in the next
Ash,
studio.
Would you be baby?
Ash is dead set taking phones flat out of.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be baby? Am I getting a thumbs up? Who do you reckon? Yeah.
I was always impartial to Ginger.
Yes, well, there you go.
No, she's not. No way.
Ginger and Scary were the spice in the Spice Girls, weren't they?
Scary's pretty spicy.
Yeah.
Ginger's not the spice.
She's pretty hot. I reckon she's Scary. But Scary.
You're not happy. You're not telling your friends if you've hooked up with Ginger.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of that, mate. I am the Ginger. I'm well aware of it.
You know what you're saying? You're saying, you know, I hooked up with a Spice Girl last night, and they're saying, which one? You say, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, mate. I can't remember now. But anyway, the point is,
could be any of them. Kieran, which Spice Girl and why?
Probably Sporty, I reckon.
Yeah, on account of your athletic ability.
She's from where all my family is from.
Okay.
So we've got a lot in common.
Oh, yeah,
this is not which Spice Girl are you related to, right?
No. Yeah, which Spice Girl did you live closest to? Kieran's misunderstood the game.
No.
Which regional province?
Is she from Lincoln?
No, she's from Liverpool. That's where all my family's from.
Oh, she's Liverpoolian.
Yeah, she's a Scouser.
Hey, can we take... Well, that's derogatory, mate.
No,
okay, you don't need to have a crack.
That's what they call... When you live in Liverpool, you're a Scouser.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for everyone to be swapped. I'm just filling time.
Yeah,
now.
give us some people. Let's go to Sarah quickly. Sarah from Point Cook. Sarah, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Which Spice Girl would you be and why?
I'd be Ginger because I've got the fun bags.
And I've also got the Union Jack toilet seat, so I think...
Boom. Yeah, I'm happy to sign off on that, mate. Yep.
What's the Union Jack toilet seat? Is that a tramp stamp?
No, she's got an actual toilet seat that's got a Union Jack on it.
Oh, is it? It's not a tattoo on your ass. I thought that was a fun name for a tattoo on your ass. Because I was going to say, I've got a dolphin toilet seat if that's a game we're playing. You've got an actual Union Jack toilet seat.
I do.
I mean, that's patriotism right there, isn't it?
I've got Union Jack everywhere, but the toilet seat's definitely my pièce de résistance.
I'm glad to see you've assimilated. If you were Syrian and still had the Syrian flag on your toilet seat, you'd be sent in a room, mate.
Oh, buddy, oh. I also love that you're so patriotic that the way you describe it is to use French.
I know.
It's my pièce de résistance. Which is bloody foreign.
Brilliant, Sarah.
Let's go to Jen. Jen, which Spice Girl would you be and why?
I'd definitely be Baby Spice.
Okay. Baby.
And talk us through, why is that?
Oh, no. Ever since I was a little kid, you know, the best thing you could ever do was have Baby Spice being blonde hair and blue eyes. And
those silly big shoes.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't have them shoes back in the day?
Yeah, I did.
Pigtails? Would you go pigtails?
Yes, I did have the big pigtails and the blue dress and look exactly like her.
Now that I think about it, Jen, pigtails is not a great description for a hairdo, is
no,
it?
Pigtails. No,
pigtails. What have you got? Oh, they're just me pigtails.
They're piggies, we used to call them.
Don't grab me by the piggies.
Mum, do piggies.
Why couldn't you have a nice ponytail? Nah, I'll go with the pigtails.
I did a photo shoot as Baby Spice once. I swear to you, that is true.
How fruity did it get?
Not very. It was for, you know, the upfront gig in the comedy festival, the girls gig every year.
Yes, great gig.
We used to do, in the olden days when it wasn't as big, we used to do bigger photo shoots for some reason.
Of course.
And we'd all, every year there'd be a theme to it. And one year it was Spice Girls and I got to be Baby.
Who else was who? Do you remember?
Denise Scott was in it.
I can't remember who Scotty was. Who got racially motivated? Who was scary? Because I'm guessing around the time of this photo shoot was the time that it was still okay to chuck a bit of boot polish
totally.
On.
Totally. It was the 90s, so somebody blacked up.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was a male comedian.
I think Scotty was ginger from memory.
Wow. Man. Hey, 13 24 10 is the number. I mean, it's my favourite phoner of all time, and I'd really appreciate you getting involved. It's very simple. Which Spice Girl would you be and why? If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Hey, we're talking about which Spice Girl would you be and why.
Oh, my favourite. All that joy can bring, this I swear, I give you everything and all that I... Remember the video? Posh was in black latex. She was just like Posh 5000
Now,
in that
tell me
video.
About black latex, because it feels to me like it would sweat.
Oh, God. I've never worn it, but I like looking at it.
Come on, mate.
All right. You have to put talcum powder on under it, okay?
Do you know?
Yes.
And to do that, is it kind of a, is it similar, you know, with cologne, how you spray and walk away? That's meant to be the plan?
Sure.
Remember?
Yeah.
Spray and walk away.
And walk through it.
Yes. Is talc kind of throw it in the air and then walk through it? Or do you just get real up?
You need to really fill your latex garment full of it. Like, you never even worn a swimming cap. Girls will know when you're wearing a swimming cap, you've got to fill your swimming cap with talcum powder and go like with it and then pull it on. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Otherwise, it hurts when you're pulling it down. The rubber's hurting.
Hasn't that a Nick nodding in the next studio?
Of course he gets it. His is more a latex outfit sort of experience. But you've got to fill it with talc, rub it together. That's how it slides on your body.
The weird thing about his latex outfit is it's missing bits.
Yeah, that is funny. And he bought it that way. Like, I was like,
is it? Because I thought they were holes. Funny bit is the bit where they're holes are the most worn.
Yeah. You thought they were wear holes.
I thought they were wear holes.
Nope.
I thought, what rough surface have you been sitting on that makes that suit arseless all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Same with the wall down his hallway. They're not wear holes.
They.
Nah.
Aaron from Coorup, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say, guys, I'm going to miss you so much.
Oh, Izzy.
Usually I watch the show from 8 to 9 and I decided I'm going to come into work early and I'm going to listen from 6 till 9 today.
Oh. Aaron, you're very sweet. You scared me when you said you watched our show because I thought, where are you, Aaron? It's freaking me out.
I thought, is this what we're down to?
You're in the flats across the road.
We've got our listeners watching the radio.
I'm a special listener.
Hey, love you, Ez. Which Spice Girl would you be and why?
Well, I'd like to think I'd be a scary Spice, yeah, but I think in all reality I am Baby Spice.
Yeah, I mean, that's middle class white Australia summed up for you right there.
Yeah, isn't so it? True. So true.
Because I always think I'm Dre, but I'm Eminem.
Yep.
Yeah.
But at least
that's just how you gotta take it though.
At least we know it. There's nothing worse than someone strutting around and they think they're scary, and yet everyone else is like,
you've got to admit that you're baby.
She doesn't know she's baby.
I did I did tag Tommy Styles on the walls.
You were little.
I was little. Yeah.
You were little. Yeah.
And sick. Little and sick. John from Epping, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Mate, which Spice Girl would you be and why?
Oh, I'd have to say baby.
Yeah, and how come? Now, John, have you got a bit of chub on you?
No.
Why baby?
Everyone reckons I've got a baby face. Okay. You go to the bottle shop and you got your ID. Oh, you've got a baby face.
Oh, cute. That's what they say. They say, have you got your ID because you've got a baby Spice Girl face? Because you've got a bit of a baby Spice vibe going on.
That's it.
Must be a little cutie, John.
Yeah. Let's go to Lindy from Fernie Creek. Lindy, good morning.
Good morning.
Which Spice Girl and why?
I would probably, my kids would tell me I'd be Scary Spice because we were having a conversation the other day about how crazy our blue heeler would go if someone attacked us. And one of the boys said, oh, Mum, I'd be far more scared of you than the dog.
Than the blue heeler.
Wow. Yeah.
Blimey, Lindy cuts sick when she goes off at home, doesn't she?
Yeah, I know. Lisa McCune's got nothing on Lindy. Bloody hell.
Oh, God, Lindy.
I think we can head over and check. Do you reckon?
Is it time? Oh, where is he? Oh, poor Matt. Matt's given up on us.
You know what he said to me in the hallways? He said, I am so baby.
Yeah, oh God, for days.
And I had to pretend like it was news to me.
Michelle and Tommy.
Nova.
I'm having a Panadol and I'll have a lie down shortly. But in the meantime, what are we doing? We're giving away a trip to Bali.
Mm. Scotty Little is here. Good morning.
Good morning,
brother.
Scotty! Cut your own hair so well this time, mate.
Well, mate, don't encourage it.
That I seriously thought to myself, don't tell me Scotty's paid for a haircut.
Nearly.
Yeah, but not.
Nearly.
What do you mean? What paid haircut leaves mutton chops on the side?
Mate, these clippers cost $30.
There you go. He did pay for it in a way.
One time he tried to tell me, because it's obviously harder to reach the back of your head, one time he tried to tell me, patchy at the back is in. That was his thing. No, don't worry, bro. Patchy at the back is in.
Great.
Of course, for those listeners who don't know, Scotty Little, very famous for having a car crash while watching the Blurred Lines explicit video clip on his mobile phone.
Oh, that's just one of the things for which you are famous.
It was a good video clip.
How is your car? Are we still relying on passengers to throw their arm out when you want to turn a corner?
Right, not left.
Yep.
Yep,
cool.
Left indicator's working.
Yeah.
And have you got that great thing where the left one now goes at double speed?
The right one goes at double speed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As it gets hot, it gets faster.
As it gets hot.
Which is also when he's got the blurred lines to play.
Oh my God.
Hey, Scotty, will you be our barrel girl?
I would be honoured.
Well, let's do it.
I've got a barrel in front of me.
Which, to be honest, Lukey from Windervale, I mean, it's not great, right? But it's okay. How do you feel?
No, it is great. Good morning, beautiful people. Tommy, I'm going to so miss waking up to your sexy voice every morning.
Holy oh, I love hell. You, Lukey. You're a buddy. Wait, to be honest, I haven't got much on. I can come around.
Awesome. You know what? I'll give you my address. I'll leave the door open.
You can wake up to it several times over the course of a morning.
Hey, man, how does quite a budget trip to Bali sound?
I've never been to Bali. I've never been overseas. I've got a passport in mint condition. Send me.
Oh, right. This is perfect. You've got nothing to compare it to.
I'm a Bin Tang virgin. The only thing that's left of me that is one.
Wow.
You're going to love Bali, mate.
There's some fruit flying down the phone, isn't it? Buddy, it's hot in here. Lukey, I love you. I'm chucking you, I'm writing your name on a piece of paper now, and you're going in this drawer. There's only about, what have we got in there, Scotty? About six people so far.
Six or seven?
Yeah, there you go. Well, Lukey's in there
right,
as well.
Okay. Luke,
you have.
Oh, careful. Now
Luke's
he's
out,
in twice.
Luke's out.
Okay.
There we
go. Okay.
Luke's out. Luke, you're still in there once, Luke.
Luke, you're in the drawer.
Thank you. And I'm going to miss you guys.
I love you, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Meg from Camberwell. Meg, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, I mean, just living the dream, Meg.
Oh, you must be excited.
I can't
wait. Well, no, we're not going to Bali.
Oh. But I thought you meant excited. Excited.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We can sleep tomorrow morning.
Meg, do you know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about deleting the alarm. I'm excited about deleting all these people's phone numbers.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
Wow. No, deleting the alarm. Yeah. The 4:30 a.m. alarm that's going to get deleted from my phone.
Definitely.
Not even switched off, just deleted. I love that.
Yeah, and some of I see, look around and I see some people laughing because Matt Smithson knows it hasn't been 4:30 for quite some time. No, it used to be 4:30, mate. And then, you know, we pushed a bit later. Hey, Meg, do you want to potentially win quite an average trip?
I would absolutely love to. I've got a friend from France coming down, so I thought I'd shout her a really average trip. Then Australia will look even better.
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah. Love trip. It.
Yeah.
A French friend, did you say?
Yes, we went on exchange together.
Awesome. Wow. From the cultural capital of the world to a really, really budget trip to Bali.
Yeah.
So she'd just appreciate me even more then. Yeah.
These people are disgusting.
Okay, let's draw it.
Meg, hang on. I wanted to know how's your French, Meg?
It's rusty, but okay. Don't do a test.
Je voudrais une baguette avec jambon et fromage, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, I can get you a baguette with ham, which I always think is jam.
I love it. Okay, is Meg in there? Meg's in there already? Yeah. Scotty, are you ready? Well, some kind of sound effect, Kieran. I mean, I know we're finishing today, but don't knock off early, mate.
Just some Bali music. Cling, 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 cling.
Mate, that's very racial. Cling, cling. That's very racial.
Cling, cling, cling.
You can't do that.
Cling, 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 cling,
cling. You can't make...
I've got one.
Cling, cling.
Hang, yeah, okay.
Got one? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's what you're meant to do. When you're drawing one, you are meant to draw one, yeah.
We have Laura Bradford.
Open Gangnam Star.
Woo!
Yeah, that's also very racial.
Laura, wherever you are, you're going to Bali.
How do we have so many people on the phone?
I think they rang up to try and get into the
Is this Laura from Bakersfield?
Oh, my God.
Is this Laura?
Yeah.
No, let's just rock out to Gangnam Style for a while.
I'd love to if we could. They're just trying to get her on the phone.
Yeah, sorry. The reason the phones are a little slow today, they're all applying for new jobs next year.
they're flat out on the phones. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Laura.
Nana, give us a word into your microphone. What's going on? So what does that mean? Do we draw...
God bless her.
Where is she?
Have we got
it? Okay.
Oh, Laura, can you hear us?
Oh my God, I can. Yes.
Laura, congratulations! You've just won the best trip that we could afford.
Awesome! I am so pumped. I told you guys yesterday I'm looking to move over there. So
that's right. You're
just the push that I need.
You're the yoga instructor.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Oh, God, she's going to Ubud, babe.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Bring it on. I'm so pumped. Thank you, guys.
Ubud for you, Laura. Ubud.
Yes.
You ripper. Have a great time.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you guys so much. You've been amazing and you make me laugh every morning.
Well,
so,
you know what you've got? You can move to Bali and fantasize that we're still back here doing this show. Just pretend that it's still happening.
Okay, we'll do that. But you guys are more than welcome to come visit.
Ooh.
I don't, because I'll turn up.
He hates yoga as well.
He doesn't.
So,
Tommy, you need to come to one of my classes and you'd love it. Trust me.
I mean, again, these are things that I'll actually turn up to. So gotta be very careful, Laura. But congratulations and all the best.
Cheers, guys. I appreciate it.
Good
Thank
on you,
you,
Laura.
Michelle Laurie and Tommy Little.
Nova.
How good is Rowan?
He's great. He's put Jesus Walks back in, guys.
The bangers are back on.
Oh, he's the best. And listen, I just want to say before we go in, because the wheels are falling off this go-kart very quickly, but I just want to say...
Yes.
Before we go any further, how grateful I am to have worked at Nova for 12 years. It has been a hell of a ride. It's been an amazing opportunity and experience for a comedian like me, and I was seeing my mates get these big opportunities and thinking it would never happen to me. And then a mad Kiwi called Dean Buchanan rang me out of the blue one day and said, come and have a talk with me, Michelle. And I did.
What did he say?
He said, Oh, he swears too much. I couldn't actually quote what he said.
Oh, no, too much?
But we had a weird meeting in a hotel room, and I'm like, I don't know, is this a casting couch situation? I'm new to this. But sadly, it wasn't. And he was just offering me a job. And
so you wore the wrong underwear.
I did. I wore the right underwear. I just didn't get a chance to use it. But Paul Thompson, Dean Buchanan, Dan Bradley, Alex Agashev, Adam Willis-Croft, Whippy! Ryan Rathbone, Helen Davies, Mike Cass, and Rowan Brown. I mean, what a great bunch of people to work with. And not only that, unfortunately, I've been focused on losing this job and being miserable about it when I should be focused on the fact that we had this job, guys.
It was the best 2 years of my life.
Same! These 2 years have been so great and gave me the joy of radio back. And
yeah, but I've got a bone to pick with you, though.
What? Is it that I didn't bring presents today because that... No,
mate, we knew you weren't going to bring presents.
That's terrible.
I love how you said this morning when I gave you a present and you said, oh, I feel bad because I haven't got a present. I'm like, yeah, mate, you're one of my best friends. I know that by now.
I thought on the train home yesterday,
I was expecting a present.
I thought, oh, no, Tommy's going to have presents tomorrow. But I was on the train home already and I... Anyway.
No, that's not my bone to pick.
What is it?
Well, I thought we were going to do thank yous out of 8:30, and now I'm not. I haven't emotionally prepared to do thank yous.
Well, then, I've left space for yours. I've done mine. Okay. I'm good, and frankly, I'm just worried we won't still be here at 8:30.
We're going to be fine, mate.
Will we be okay?
We are going to be absolutely fine.
I genuinely want to thank everyone in the Nova Empire. Well, most people, and the people I'm not thanking know exactly who they are.
So that's why you pushed us quite a few thank yous earlier. No, not that yet, Kizzy. Let's go to Vanessa quickly. Vanessa from Frankston. Frank Aniston.
Hi.
Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I just wanted to say that I'll miss you guys and you make my drive to work in the morning so much better.
Oh,
done with
the best.
A smile on my face. And tell you what, I'm definitely going to miss creeping you Tommy on Instagram.
Hey, you don't have to miss that. This is the thing, guys. We've got to remember. A lot of this can continue. You can keep creeping this kid on Insta for all you're worth.
For sure. You can creep me in real life if you want, Vanessa.
You don't want that. Trust me, Tommy, you poor thing.
Oh, no, he wants it.
and Cheers and Sexy Lies. I'll miss you guys too.
Oh.
They're around.
I just want to say you're such a good role model to women everywhere, and I will miss you guys. My mornings definitely won't be the same without you.
Listen, babe, they don't have to be. Just take the Michelle and Tommy sort of philosophy with you into life.
What's that?
It's mainly about toasted
come
sandwiches.
Come at me, bro.
It's
is like, that it? Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. It's toasted sandwiches. It's creeping on Insta.
Yeah. It's one person getting presents, the other person never buying presents.
Oh, God, don't. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine, mate.
Oh, no.
No. Your presence is a present.
Thanks.
I mean, it's not, you know, like, material gifts are always superior.
Michelle Laurie and Tommy Little. Michelle and Tommy. Nova.
We the phones are in meltdown with thank you messages. You beautiful, lovely, gorgeous people.
Just good people. What a town.
I mean, what a town. I mean, is there any other city you'd rather wake up to?
Literally, genuinely, no.
Nah.
And I've seen some cities, mate. You know what I'm saying? I've done all right.
I'm not saying you haven't.
I've travelled.
I'm not saying you haven't seen stuff.
Yeah, I've seen stuff, mate.
Yeah, been around the block a couple of times.
Jeez, I love this joint.
Oh,
I bloody love this joint.
Oh, bloody hell. What a great bunch of listeners we've managed to gather over the last couple of years.
Sure.
Like I said at those live shows, lovely bunch of the people that we find, which we're these people as well, are the best in this world, which is switched on and slightly mental.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So many weird phoners, which is one that I want to do now, which at a lot of radio stations, they do it and they wouldn't get any calls. And you guys get the joke.
I know.
And you're in on it and I love it.
I mean, I'd like to think Ross and John would give this a fair shake.
Oh, you know what? They do everything.
But I think everyone would be angry if they rang Ross and John about this one. They might be complaining about it.
Miss, I've got an issue though.
What?
So the issue is I have two segments that I really want to do.
Oh.
Right? But we've only got time to do one segment. And
I'm focused on possible prophylactic. What are you thinking about?
Well, what do you mean? We're missing the big one.
That's Choice News.
Oh. Ew.
Hey, I did have a story from NZ. It was about a pesky little thing on the roof. And they said, what's that on our roof? It was a slippery seal. Just a seal on the roof.
I assumed you were going to say possum.
No, it was a seal.
That'd be too easy.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's not very New Zealand.
No.
A possum? Who cares?
How did he
we
get here?
We got seals.
Shut the borders.
Yeah. We got seals.
No snakes, but seals. But we've got seals. And then I did want to talk about that, but then I really just want to play Possum or Prophylactic.
It's so great. I had a lot of feedback about Possum or Prophylactic.
And how this game works, right, is basically if you've seen either a possum or a prophylactic, you pick up the phone now. 132410 is our number. And you tell us where you saw it.
Yeah.
And then based on the location,
yep,
we have to guess whether it's a possum or prophylactic. But I also wanted to do Choice News, so I thought we could combine the mish, and for the first time ever, we could play possum or prophylactic.
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 That's it.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fruity.
Possum or prophylactic, where we geese are New Zealand accents.
The problem is I've used too much of my partying voice and I can't do the accent now.
You'll be right. You never learned that the accent doesn't actually mean pitch.
Oh, piss off.
Accent and the pitch accent are different things.
Oh, not when I do them.
I know.
Oh, piss off again.
132410, if you've seen a possum or a prophylactic somewhere.
Cam from Belgrave, where did you see it?
So it was down the park, Belgrave Lake Park, on a electrical wire.
Hanging over.
Oh, no.
That's bad. Yeah, just holding on.
That's either a dead possum or
a massive session at the park.
Or some hot prophylactic work. I mean, Mish, have you ever done it on the wires?
I haven't.
Haven't you?
But it's early.
Yes.
I think it's a prophylactic.
Do you?
I do.
But I think how come happens if it was a possum?
Yes.
I believe once you're electrocuted, everything tenses up so it'd stay there. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it could be a possum.
Easily.
But what do you think? But to get up to the wires, yeah, that means someone's...
Someone's
had a hot session and gone...
big session at the park.
And done a hammer throw style twirling in a loop.
That's what I'm hoping.
Hi-yah! So you reckon prophylactic?
I do.
I think possum. Cam, was it a possum or a prophylactic?
It was an impressive toss of the prophylactic.
Whoa! Yes! I've got faith in you, Belgrave. Prophylactic. Yes.
Prophylactic. Bloody hell.
I've got faith in you, Belgrave.
Very good. Good stuff. Man. Very good. Knickers from Melton. Hey, Knickers.
Hi.
Where did you see it?
The next morning after we went to bed, it was in the boot of our car.
You were camping. The next morning, it was in the boot of your car.
That's right.
I mean, if you're camping, the tent can get sweaty.
Okay.
So maybe you would retreat.
Mm-hmm. Outdoors. Outdoors.
And maybe you'd think, well, what are we going to do with this? We don't want to throw it out like an idiot. Just chuck it in the boot.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you carry in, you got to carry out. That's the rule.
That's right.
Of camping.
Yeah, of course.
Good.
Is there any possum in, possum out rule?
No, I believe the rule is leave the possum out.
Yeah, okay. Mm. I mean, what type of car, Knickers?
It was a Corolla.
Ooh.
Yeah, sexy. A little hatchback.
Ooh, yeah. Sits down. Mm. I'm saying prophylactic.
Are you?
Yeah.
And are you saying it was an accident? Or were you saying...
No, just good camping. Just really, really responsible camping.
Oh, you think so?
Mm.
Mm. I am saying, look, I hope it's a prophylactic.
Mm-hmm.
Knickers, was it a possum or a prophylactic?
It was a possum.
Possum. Great! And did it get furious when you tried to get it out of the boot?
Well, we made like a curry for dinner and it was awful. So we put it in, dug a hole, put it in the ground, and then we saw a possum like eating the curry. So we thought, oh, we better put that in a bag. So we put it in a garbage bag, left it out. A couple of hours later, we thought, oh, we better put the garbage bag in our boot.
Oh, no.
Not realizing we had tied a possum up in the garbage bag.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
curry.
God.
Oh, so you've got a possum with mud guts from the curry that you've buried in the ground.
Covered in curry as well.
Oh, the poor little bugger. You're actually terrible campers.
Well, maybe this is the possum's dream. Maybe it's gone. Finally.
How did you manage to accidentally scoop a possum up with the curry?
Oh, mate, come on. We've all made that mistake.
Have we?
How many times have you...
We had the curry in the bag and like we left it there for an hour and the possum must have got into the bag.
Climbed
and
inside.
Then we, yeah, tied it up and it was a big black garbage bag.
And I understand that. Sometimes I've gone to stick a fork into a vindaloo and it's moved. And I thought, bugger me. Let's go to Jess from Brunswick. Hey, Jess, where did you find it?
So I was cleaning the leaves out of the gutter of my house a couple months ago and I found two of them in the gutter.
Two. Oh. I mean, you know what's great about that is if I've had a hot session in the gutter, I think, you know what? The ride's so nice, I'm doing it twice.
Yeah. But this is like the roof gutter of my house. So
yeah.
Hot but safe. That's happened to... Hang on a minute.
We had one in our gutter.
Scotty Little. We had one in our gutter. Me and you. No, we did not, mate. That is vicious family rumours that you are spreading.
They had to get it out with a hose.
Which one are you talking about? <At home. laughs> Which house?
A possum or a prophylactic?
Possum.
Do you want me to say? No, not yet.
I think yours is prophylactic.
I mean...
Again, I'm just thinking...
Should we open the phones to when have you done it on a roof?
Yeah. Not necessarily. Maybe you're doing the slingshot again.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean...
Why not?
Would you think...
Summertime, windows open, you know?
I like to think you'd get up there and you'd go, this is a lovely view. And you'd go, you think that's a lovely view? Cop a geezer of this.
Nice.
I hope it's prophylactic. Jess, what is it?
You're both right. It was prophylactic.
Prophylactic.
This game is
prophylactic.
Amazing to me. I mean, the places both of these things end up.
Yes. And we still need Jess, Kizzy. Jess, do you know who the culprit was?
I have no idea. We have a good fenced-off front yard, which is a good distance from the road, so I don't think it could have been flung up there. But they were definitely used prophylactic.
They were definitely there.
Oh. They were there. There was two of them sitting there nicely. So
again,
yeah,
I'm impressed with the two. The brazenness of let's go again.
I love it.
Is pretty amazing, isn't it?
I love it.
I mean, it's just nice to see that some people are still living.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
In
right.
all the, don't run around the pool, don't run
the nanny state.
In the nanny state that we're in, good to see some people are still giving the tiles a real shake twice. 13-24-10 is that number.
Michelle Laurie.
Tommy Little.
Michelle and Tommy on Nova 100.
Hey, Mish, speaking of the best,
uh-huh.
I don't want to brag, right, but... I mean, where do you stop and start counting how many of the bests we've had? You can sit this next one out. Thanks, Matt. That's fine. the roads backed up to the Balti, so on and so forth.
Tardier. Yep.
Because we need to look back at some of the radio history that we've created. Of course, there was everybody's favourite radio game.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How old am I?
Now, this was, try and keep up if you can. Listeners called in and they said, how old am I? And I guess their age. And after a few unsuccessful guesses, sure enough, this happened.
How old am I?
Great work, Christy. Really good. You just sounded your own age, which is 22. Congratulations, you've won.
That's awesome.
Are you 22?
Yes.
And then we thought, how do we top that? Well, we top it with everybody's new favourite radio game.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What's my name?
Very simple game, really. People just rang in and simply said the words, what's my name? Mm. And then if they did it in a name-appropriate voice, I would guess that the problem was people didn't know how to play. And they kept going, what's my name? And then it'd be like Phoenix with a capital F, and it'd be very hard. I think it took 32 weeks before this finally happened.
Hi, Tommy. What's my name?
Wow, this one's easy. Congratulations, Steph.
Yes, my
Yeah, but what happened really was that you just kept guessing Steph
Shut
and eventually...
Up, Shut up, mate.
He called Steph Ray.
This isn't called What's My Criticism.
Fair enough.
On 13-24-10,
yes.
It's been a little while since we've done everybody's favourite radio segment. And if you want to get involved, 13-24-10 is our number. It's time, finally, to do everybody's new favourite radio game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How fat am I? It's very easy. You simply ring in and say just the words, how fat am I? And I guess your weight. If you say it in a weight-appropriate voice, I will get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And you will win all the prizes. Ella from Blackburn. Gorgeous, Ella. Ella, would you like to be the first contestant on everybody's favourite radio game?
It would be such an honour.
Okay.
I got to play the other games, actually.
Yeah.
Such good memories.
So you're,
I'm really excited.
Okay.
You're a veteran.
Yeah. You know how greatness works. This is perfect.
Oh, absolutely. So, I can smell greatness from afar.
Sorry, that is me as well. I'm just going to need the words from you, Ella. You are the first ever contestant on everybody's favourite radio game. Take it away.
How fat am I?
Well, the giggle after says, she'll be. yeah. The fatter they are, the harder they laugh, I've found.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, Tommy.
Okay. Now you've got. Now that was a bit of attitude there, like you're hungry. So I'm pulling the way back down. Problem is.
Hurry up! I got bacon here.
Hey. I can have a guess if you want. Ella, you are, I mean, this is very easy. You are 69 kilos.
No.
Oh, was I close? Was I close?
Very close. Very, very close.
74.
74 is correct, Michelle.
Oh, God.
Off.
It turns out
Hang
I've
on.
Got the...
No. This always happens.
I'm so sorry.
Why does this always happen?
Turns out I've got the gift.
Hang on. Ella, there's no way. Is that actually correct?
Yeah, it is actually.
Oh, this is... You're in cahoots.
Mate, I have never met Ella before in my life.
Do you mean on the first week when we played What's My Name, you could have just gone, well, it's Ella, and that game would have been over?
Yeah, well, I
Why? Hang on. No, give me another shot. Swipe another one across.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it twice.
Give us some. Line them up.
Okay.
Kylie, welcome to everybody's favourite radio game. I just need one sentence from you, please.
I should have been first, but how fat am I?
Okay. Again.
Attitude.
Again. Poor Kylie's hungry.
Think about it, Tommy.
Ooh. Oh. I see what you've done here.
Yeah.
You've tried to give me a hint, which is always the trick of a skinny waif that I reckon weighs about 64 kilos. Kylie, is that correct?
69! I should have been first!
She's obviously 69!
Oh my gosh, Tommy!
Oh gosh.
Don't be astounded by the stupidity now, Kylie.
Oh God!
No, I'm sorry.
No, what?
I'm getting directions from the next studio, and that's Nan and Nick. He's pointing. He's saying, "I want to play How Fat Am I?" You can't, mate. You're the producer. All right.
He wants to play How Fat's the Balti?
Phoenix, you beautiful man. How are you, Phoenix?
Tommy, how are you, mate?
Oh, mate, just living the dream. I mean, you know, does it get any better? Does it get any better? Is what we ask.
It doesn't get any better.
Hey, Phoenix, I'm honoured to have you as a contestant on everybody's favourite radio game. If you wouldn't mind giving me the sentence, please.
How fat am I?
Now, here's the thing, Mish. I heard a little bit of food in the mouth. Do you know what I mean? It sounded like it was through chewing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phoenix, it does, I mean... With that voice, it's really hard to. If I had to, but I do have to. I mean, it's hard to narrow it, but I do have to. Mm. The real question is, how narrow is he? I mean, I'm trying to narrow it down to how narrow he is.
Haven't we met him?
Of course. I think I've met everyone that we've had on.
Yeah, right, okay. Cool. Yep.
Please get this right.
Yep.
Phoenix.
Yep.
Look, you're a bit of a weapon. I reckon you are 76 kilos.
Oh, damn. No, I'm not.
What are you?
Is it close? Is it close? Because I thought...
Hang on. Before you reveal it, I reckon... Yep. Let's see if you're the gift that keeps giving.
Yep.
What do you reckon, Mish?
I reckon you're like closer to 92.
Sorry? Are you joking?
Of muscle?
Are you joking, mate?
Is it muscle heavy?
Sorry, Phoenix. I thought Michelle had a gift. She's just thrown this out the door.
I don't mean to be rude, but I thought you were muscly.
If I was wrong, I went over. If I was wrong, no. I reckon Phoenix is more like 70. What do you weigh, Phoenix?
I'm 73.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. But I thought in muscle.
You know what happened? What? You got cocky.
Yeah, I did.
You got one. It went also, well, and then you got cocky.
I was remembering Phoenix at Mrs. Palmer's.
Oh, you remember me?
Yeah, of course. And I was thinking,
remembers a much fatter version of you.
No, we all had a big eat that day, and I think that sort of clouded my vision.
Chris, if you wouldn't mind, just the sentence, please, Chris.
How fat am I?
That's a solid voice, isn't it?
It's a serious
voice. I reckon Chris is a unit.
I'll give you a tip.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I drive trucks.
Brilliant.
I love you, Chris. I love everything about you already. Brilliant. I reckon you are a lovable 104 kilos.
Oh, I was going to say, like...
mate, you are so close.
Oh! What do you weigh?
95, man.
Yes! Oh, yes! 95 kilos of gorgeousness.
Yeah.
Good for you,
legend,
mate.
Chris. Hey. Oh, hey, it's all right. Susanna, just the sentence from you, please, Susanna.
Okay, how fat am I?
Well, you're stunning. It doesn't matter how fat you are, you're stunning. But that's not what this is about, is it? It's about weight. So, Susanna.
About weight. She's got a good, strong voice on her.
She does. And are you implying that means she's eaten and full of energy? And
no, she just doesn't sound like she's 50 kilos to me.
She doesn't sound... Yeah, which is... That's
yeah, that's teeny.
That's too tiny. If anyone's listening, she's 50
kilos.
No,
it depends on how tall you are, mate.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes it's fine.
To be 50 kilos?
Yeah, some of those chicks you've gotten around with would be 50 kilos.
Bagger off, mate. That's not true.
That is true, mate.
I wish.
Susanna, I reckon you are... 77 and a half kilos.
No.
What do you weigh, Susanna?
62.
There you go. God, you are smaller than you sound.
See,
which is a good thing.
See, Mish, again, that's your rookie years. Because now that I hear that, I go, actually, that makes sense.
Okay.
That was a weight-appropriate voice.
Great.
Jamie from Heidelberg, go for it.
Oh, we're still going. Okay.
There you go, guys.
Good, mate. Good. Fire away.
How fat am I?
Oh, sorry, I missed it. One more time.
How fat am I?
Okay. I have to replay it in my mind to get her four more.
And then do you
four more. And then I visualize him, Jamie from Heidelberg, her four more.
I reckon you're pushing 100, but you're not quite there. And so, you know, like my dear barrel chested housemate, he knows when he hits triple digits, he goes, I've got to put the beer down for a day, right? But personally, I love him when he trips into triple digits.
Jeez, he's going to love you for letting everyone know that as well.
No, that's when he's at his most lovable. I like it. Because it's when he starts to sweat a lot and his fringe goes down. I love it. Oh, look, I'm...
Oh, nice.
I mean, Andrew Panifex, if you're listening. I love you, mate.
Yeah,
I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Jamie, I reckon you are 98 kilos.
65.
Oh, you're only a little tacker, but you've got such a deep voice.
Elford Moore.
Yeah. Good for you, Jamie.
I mean, we have to keep going.
Do we, though?
Well,
we don't really.
I haven't got one right yet.
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah,
are we all happy to sign off on this? I think that's fine.
Bridget, can I have one last one, Mish? Bridget from Listerfield, go for it.
How fat am I?
Oh, you're a tricky one. Real tricky one. Oh, sorry. I thought this was hard, Mish. But guess what?
What?
I've been faking the whole time, and I know. I've known every one of these weights, and I know this one.
Great.
You are 60 kilos on the knocker, Bridget.
Very, very close.
What are you?
62.
Oh!
Well, check your scales, mate. They're wrong.
Yeah, go to the toilet and then jump back on. And I think you're right, Tommy. That, we can finish now.
Oh, that was everybody's favourite radio game.
Great. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How fat am I?
Michelle Laurie.
Tommy Little.
Michelle and Tommy.
Mish, you're going to have to do the talking for a little bit, I think.
I can't. I'm eating bacon.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting emotional.
You're getting teary.
Hey, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Shut up, princess.
Mate, I just yawned.
What was that movie we saw and you got really upset?
Oh, piss off.
Inside Out.
Is this going to be an Inside Out moment?
No, I did not get upset. That's a kid's movie.
Mate, you got so upset in that movie.
I did not get upset. I got angry. I hated that movie. Mm. Why are they telling kids, oh, depression's fine. Like, just live with your depression. It's okay to be sad. What is...
See?
What is... That's some real...
See how he gets
Kieran.
About it?
Then Kieran puts a camera in my face. Mm. Hey, Liam from Lang Warren, he's one of the best.
Mm.
Liam, good morning.
Tommy, Michelle, Kieran, how are we?
Mate, I'm...
Not
I'm
bad,
a wreck.
Liam.
I'm a wreck, to be honest.
He's a bit inside out about it all, but...
Oh, God.
How are you, Liam?
Aren't we all?
Oh.
Who's even going to listen next year?
Oh.
No comment. Drop it.
7 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, are you going to start doing stand-up, mate? What's going on?
Oh, one day.
Okay.
One day.
Liam's thinking about doing stand-up.
Oh, you got to do it now, Matty.
We'll start somewhere.
Yeah. You got to do it right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Mate,
are we ready?
Yeah. No, I don't mean now.
No, I'm good.
Jesus, come on. This isn't about you, Liam. No, but make sure you do it very, very, very soon, okay?
I will.
Hey, Liam, here's what's going to happen. We have one of our favourite tunes that they don't play, and Ro, our legendary boss, has been nice enough to let us bang off one of our favourite mm-hmm. tunes. That's going to happen. There's going to be an ad break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to say our final goodbyes. We've got some lovely messages to play. So everybody, if you're with us now, you're with us. So stick around. This is one of the best.
What a ripper.
This is Jesus Walks, a bit of Yeezy.
Michelle Laurie and Tommy Little.
Michelle and Tommy.
Nova 100.
The first time I ever heard that song and ever heard of Kanye West, I was in Gosford. It was my first ever radio job.
Yeah.
And it was with the Nova Network, and I was sitting in my PD's office, Alex Agashev, terrific ripping bloke who taught me a lot about how to do radio. Him and Husey really taught me how to do radio. And he played me that song, and I was like, Kanye? That's a stupid name.
Kanye.
Yeah. I was just thinking about sitting in his office in Gosford just then, thinking to myself, one day I'll get Husey and Kate's job.
You know, that's...
One day. That was 12 years ago.
It was all
I thought about for 10 years. It was all I dreamt about. It was all I worked towards. It was all my life was about. There was a slight detour into IVF and then back on track to get Husey and Kate's job.
That's so funny because Husey was always, everybody always says about Husey, they're like, I don't know how he works so much, like he does so much.
Yep.
And that was always when I was studying comedy, I was like, I just want to work as much as Husey.
Yeah, that was all
I want. Hmm? All I want.
If you want what Husey's got, you got to work like Husey.
You know that tune is very famously the tune that he shopped around and the record labels didn't sign him. And he still says, he's like, can you believe I played Jesus Walks to labels and they didn't sign me?
Uh-huh. Don't ever tell him my Gosford story.
Oh, God.
Nova 100, Michelle and Tommy.
Well, don't try and hold my hand, mate. That's weird. Get out of it.
You wish, mate.
Get out of it. It's Michelle and Tommy, a.k.a. Stinky and the Bandit, this is the Bandit speaking. Waffy and the Weapon, this is the Weapon speaking. Sugar Tits and the Big Rig, this is the Big Rig speaking. Lukey from Coburg, hey, let's check.
This is Sugar Tits speaking then. You missed a great opportunity. Hey, Luke.
Lukey, what's going on?
How are you guys? Good morning. I'd just like to wish you your quick best wishes for the next couple of years. But, like, one thing I just want to say is Tommy, the Lift and Drift Club better not die with this show, bro.
Oh, mate, no way.
Yeah.
If I'm not lifting, I'm drifting. If you're lucky, I'm doing both.
Because, like, me and Vince Colosimo, you know, we go drifting all the time, you know.
Hey, that was one. That was one.
Vince.
That was one segment that never got up. We tried to do "Where in the World is Vince Colosimo?"
Mate, we tried so many ideas with Vince Colosimo, and he said no to all of them.
Hey, Lukey, I'll see you at the next AGM for Lifting and Drifting.
Well, I'll be there, Tommy. I'll be there, bro.
Oh, I love you. Do you know when we lift and drift, Mish?
No.
Always, dickhead. So anyway. Hey, big thanks. Our phone's still full. Some great callers.
It's not
Rob,
just
the great man. Yes. Just want to give a shout out. Is Rob there? Hey, good.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, good, mate. Thank you for being so great for so long.
No, thank you for looking after me, giving me laughs and plenty of free stuff over the years.
Yeah. Oh, no worries, mate.
It all started with a roast chook just before Christmas in 2013.
Oh, nice one.
Just one of the great phoners that tell us your fart story. So.
Yeah, oh my God,
I think we did that again yesterday.
Oh, we did. We definitely did.
It's come full circle.
You're so right, we have. Hey, it's not just our last day. It's also Kieran and Nana Nick's last day.
Yeah, two of the best.
Yes.
And I tell you what, as you know, Mish, yep. I am all in favour of shutting our borders. I think, God, if you didn't grow ear, buddy, bugger off, except for Kieran.
That's catchy.
Except for Kieran. Kieran.
Mm. Well, he's got his visa now, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping that means he's no longer officially my sponsor child.
I don't really know what it means, except that he's really relieved. I know it's been a years of work that's gone into it, and it was the one piece of good news we had this week.
Yes.
Stoked about that. Congratulations. Thank and you. Welcome.
We love you, Kieran. You've grown from a from an awkward mess to the awkward mess that we love.
Oh, God. I remember when he used to come in at 6 o'clock when me and Tim and Marty were finished, and, of course, those two love to intimidate someone who's easily intimidated. So they just got to stare him down. They'd say to me, "Who's this English kid? What's this English kid doing?" And he never did anything.
Him awkwardly tugging his shirt.
Yeah, just kind of clinging to the walls as he made his way into the studio to take over from us. And look at him now, would you?
Well, as you know, me and Kizzy spent many a dark hour in this studio, just the two of us, for about 2 years doing Saturday mornings
That's
together.
That's right.
And Kizzy, I've loved every second of it. You were an absolute gem.
Thank you, mate.
Nana Nick, bloody hell. Oh, I'm going to get emotional, Miss. You talk for a second.
Nana Nick, bloody hell. You've been around for maybe almost the same length of time as me.
Yep.
We're old campaigners, mate. We've been around for a long time. And you're great. And I got to work with you a couple of times over. You and I, we've been all over the country.
We have been.
And now here we are.
Here we are.
Walking out together, hand in hand, into the daylight.
It's bizarre.
How are you going?
You're an even better person than you are a producer, and that's saying something because you've been bloody great to us.
Thanks, mate. You should have a baby now.
Okay.
Yeah, you should take this opportunity to have a baby with
Kane. Oh, I have a baby.
Yep.
If you and Kane had a baby.
Yep.
I mean, what a kid.
Well, good
just
on you,
Just a stunning, muscly child that hangs around public parks.
Oh, I love that. Of course, the plan was for Liza to be the surrogate, but then she went and got partnered up. So I don't know where we stand with all that, but we could bring your boyfriend in to work it out now if you want.
Yeah. Still a quick workshop.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
I thought you said to make the baby now. I'm like, guys, I'm up for a hectic end of the show, but that's a hectic end of the show.
I'll just
shut the doors and watch Liza and Chris go at it till it steams up here.
Actually, it wouldn't hurt. Be a happy ending at
Liza,
least.
Liza.
Get on the microphone, please, Tiny.
Oh, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey. We love you guys. I can't miss you again.
Oh, don't cry, Lizzy. Don't cry. Oh, and Liza and I,
this
geez, we've been through
crying.
It. Well, I got Liza in my last settlement.
Yes.
When I left my last show, and I bloody tried to get her in this settlement too, but I didn't. So, you know, it's time for us to walk different paths slightly.
Yeah. And look, a lot of people would say that I can't look at Liz right now because I love her so much and it would make me emotional, make me cry if I looked at her. But the truth is, I'm just a bit racist. So I'm choosing not to look at her at this moment.
Oh, little Liz.
We love you, Liz.
Look, I hope we can all...
Everybody in our team. What a team. Well, I mean, what a team.
Guys, I hope we can all just keep texting each other and teasing Kieran, pretending he's masturbating over Adele. We can still do that at night time, yeah?
We should. I love you.
It's not a joke.
We can still do that. Yeah. Send him hot pictures of Adele at night time.
Yeah. I mean,
great.
Everyone. Stunning Rebecca in there.
Oh, Beck from Brighton.
The gorgeous Mount. Kane's Paration.
Andy.
Again, I wish Basil wasn't in season or he'd be here.
Oh, God.
But he is out picking. I don't even know where. Lovely Ash, thank you for your hard work, Ash. Michelle Laurie, bloody hell. You're going to have to talk again.
I'd like to thank me for being a bloody inspiration.
I think it was 2.5 years ago. It was at the Standard at the pub, my local pub. I sat down with Paul Jackson and the gorgeous Mike Cass, and I sunk about 1,000 pints. And they said, who do you want to do breakfast radio with? And we discussed a few people. And I'd like to thank Paul and Mike particularly for, you know, giving me the best job that I've ever had, the only job I've ever had with, to be honest. And one stage your name came up. And they said, hey, would you do breakfast with Michelle Laurie? And I said, Michelle Laurie wouldn't do breakfast with me. And they said, we think she would. And I said, if Michelle Laurie would do breakfast with me, I would absolutely love it. I thought there's no way you would do this job. I have got to spend 2 hours with my favourite comedian. I've got to learn so much about, firstly, our toner, firstly, about pronunciation of peel,
Queensland.
And saying me instead of my. I was saying, oh, my pool's rooted like an idiot, when the correct pronunciation should be me peel's rooted.
I hardly ever talked about drifting before you and I did this show together.
I like to think I taught you.
Or back and buys.
I like to think I taught you the phrases, well, coots, firstly.
Oh, totally coots.
And secondly, train wrecking.
Yeah, you did. And then when you taught me how to train wreck, like that was a whole other day.
That was quite a demonstration.
Boy, what a weekend.
Took us out for a few hours,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah.
And
hell. Oh my God, we've had a lot of, you know, oh my gods.
You are one of the most fantastic people I've ever had in my life, Michelle Laurie.
Oh, you too, babe.
But we have some lovely messages from some dear friends. You know what's great about this as well? We don't have to pretend that we're not hanging out with these people anymore. I used to get phone calls saying, hey, can you not put photos of you and Hamish and Andy on Instagram and
you
and Dave Thorne going away?
Can you just cut
Dave
Thorne out of that photo before you put it on Insta?
Yeah, there's this funny thing where people think, you know, there's a lot of talk of radio wars. Our best friends are on every other station.
Yep.
And they left us some messages.
G'day, Tommy and Michelle, internationally famous broadcasters Hamish and Andy here. Mm. Congratulations, guys, on 1,000 shows.
It's amazing. And obviously, if you guys go, we all go. So we're going to announce our retirement right now as well.
Yep, we're doing a little bit of a Dead Poets Society thing. Yep. So I assume everyone will walk off air in protest of you guys stopping.
Yep. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Well done, guys. A terrific innings.
Righto, it's greetings from us to the second most tattooed show in Melbourne.
From the most tattooed show in Melbourne.
We don't call ourselves a show. Tommy and Michelle, congrats on a great run in breakfast radio. What on earth are you doing?
Well, we know you'll both go on to do exciting things.
Well, you're already doing exciting things. Good on you. Now, we'd love a suggestion from you. We're virtually both completely covered in tattoos. There's a small part for me in my inner thigh up towards the left there. Can we have a suggestion, please? I'm seeing the tattooist Thursday. If nothing else for the pair of you, congratulations from us. You've been sensational, and now you will always have your body art to fall back on.
And Merry Christmas.
Michelle and Tommy, I mean, I don't have any words. I was going to say Michelle, Tim and Marty, but that was a long time ago. It sure was.
Yeah, and I wasn't really going to say anything because I've still I got the hump over Tommy Little beating me in quick draw.
Oh, that's right, the big weapon. Oh, I know. Tommy came in and got on the front foot.
And what am I meant to say then?
I know. Well, look, it's been lovely having you on air in the mornings, and we've still got another couple of days to go,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, well done for your last show being on a Thursday.
Actually, that's the true congratulations.
Well done.
Congratulations. That is genius.
Hey, Tommy and Michelle, it's Limo here. Massive fan of the show, long-time listener, first-time farewell message leaver. You guys will absolutely be missed. I don't know what I'm going to do with my mornings now that you're not on air anymore, but I love you and I'll never, ever forget you. Timmy and Sherelle, all the best.
Hey, guys, we may be two radio announcers from a competing network.
Don't say that.
Okay. Okay.
Shmave.
Okay, let's just say our names are Shmi Shmi and Shmave.
Yes. Hi, it's Shmi Shmi here, and I just wanted to say, well, we both wanted to say, we are devastated that you guys are having your last show this morning. We couldn't love you any more as comedians, as performers, as friends. Oh, Shmave, don't let their show end. We love their show.
All right, guys, just enjoy the sleep-ins. OK? because we missed a sleep-in.
Oh, Michelle and Tommy, we have good news and we have bad news. What do you want first?
The good news.
The good news is you never have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning again, except you do, Michelle, next year. So, Tommy, that's more good news for you.
What's the bad news?
There is no bad news.
Right. Did you ask Michelle?
Yes.
For a song?
Yes. Off air, I said to Michelle, obviously you've had a beautiful partnership, you and Tommy Little, and I'm sure you'd like to dedicate a song to him.
Yeah. What,
and
what,
he's and I will intro it. But you also asked Tommy off air same question.
You go with Michelle's first.
All right. This is the song, Tommy Little, that Michelle Laurie chose for you with a heart full of love.
Just give it to
and
him.
And regret. Wow, that seems
quite... We should have had a meeting. We should have had a meeting. Because he wanted that one as well.
Guys.
Been fun listening to you when we can in the car.
Yes.
Well done, guys.
And don't forget, there's always Life After Breakfast. It's called Drive Radio.
Hi, guys. Mick Molloy here. Michelle, I just wanted to say good luck in whatever you do next. You are a superstar. You know I love you. I've followed you for ages. I think you're a giant in the industry. I know you'll be great. And remember, you've got a friend you can call anywhere, anytime. If there's anything I can do, pick up the phone and call me. And as for... What's his name?
Tommy.
Tommy. Look, good luck on the theatre restaurant scene.
Nothing like getting Molloyed on the way out. Hey, where's Bombshell?
In there?
Where is he?
Hey, Matt.
Bombshell, you... Oh, I've got a big thing of flowers in the way. I can't see your face.
Sorry, I'm...
Bombshell, you... Bombshell, you beautiful bastard. Hey, thank you for some great times.
Thanks for some bloody amazing traffic.
Hey, there's
a... I can't see you now, bitch.
God, no, that's all right. I can move. God, remember that time there was a bloody pile-up on the Punt Road?
Oh, God.
You were amazing with that.
Terrific traffic.
Remember that time a truck ran into the tram stop across the road here? You were Johnny on the spot. Well done, Matt.
Hey,
gosh,
there's...
We've got a whole other reel of your best, my favourite bits of you to play in a minute. Yeah.
Hey... Hey, there's a few people we have to thank. Mike Cass and Helen Davies.
Good people.
Beautiful people. I mean, couldn't have created a... I heard stories about commercial radio when you go into it where everybody goes, oh, they'll make you do these things where you put your name on a board. What is Tommy? All right, inner city, buddy. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I, at this place, I couldn't have experienced more warmth and love from those two individuals. And if Mike is streaming from somewhere in the world and Helen, you're listening, couldn't love you much more. Rowan, our gorgeous boss this year, what a man. He's had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
I mean.
Bit greyer than at the start, but suits you.
Shit, he was 30 at the start of the year. He's checked out already.
He's in his office, darling. He's having his own moment.
We love you, Row. One person that I need to thank, I think almost more than anyone, is gorgeous Marina.
Marina, the queen of petty cash.
I mean... Marina is the heart and soul of this
show. She's
joint.
Been doling out cab charges to me for 12 years, mate, that woman. Bless her.
She is.
But only very strictly controlled and regulated.
She is one of the greats.
She is.
And if, well, yeah, she's.
God, marry her.
I will. I was about to say I'm a great. That's a horrible thing to say when I did mean
God.
Heartfelt and sincere. Thank you. And then I've suddenly flicked the switch back to jerk. Oh, crack. Jeez. Douchebag's never far away in my mind,
no,
is it?
It's fine.
We love you, Marina. Thank you. And we didn't know how to finish the show, Mish.
Sure.
And we thought, well, why not just ask the master?
Tommy and Michelle, this is Tony Martin. They've asked me to give you some advice for your final show. Let's see, the final Martin Molloy, everyone was blind drunk. We had puppetry of the penis and Mr. Methane in the studio. Frankly, that was a recipe for disaster. As I remember, the last 50 minutes didn't even go to air, so that's probably not a good example. The final, get this, our producer gave birth to another human during the broadcast. Absolutely true. Talk about creating content, but very hard to organise at short notice. So, what can I suggest? You're both top shelf. Just do what you normally do. And when in doubt, a montage of bits from the show where you're cracking up, set to Wind Beneath My Wings, tends to do the trick.
Well done, both of you. Don't forget to steal a load of photocopying paper on your way out. Cheers.
To all the gorgeous listeners, thank you for getting involved in what it means to be Australian. Right, and like I said, and Tommy Little, I'm the Montage Wind Beneath My Wings. Bugger it. That'll do, I guess.
Michelle, in Western Suburbs, funny mum. Yeah. Tommy, inner city, single guy.
Have a good one.
You too.
Have a shit one if you want. We're out of here.
Come on, fire off the opener one last time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What's my name?
All you have to do is say the sentence.
What's my name?
It's Steph.
No.
Hi, Claire.
Jessica.
Tom.
No, Andrew.
We are going right through with this, guys, till we get it right.
Yeah. 9:10. We're still on air because What's My Name is happening until it goes off.
Hi, Tommy. What's my name?
Congratulations, Steph.
Yes, my name. Yeah!
That's my name. It's easy to see famous people. You know who's a lot more exciting?
Yeah, you're right.
Fame-ish people.
Fame-ish?
I don't know if you guys remember on the highway patrol, remember that angry truck driver that was on the other side of the road getting angry jacks?
I don't. Stuart, I don't, but I love it.
We saw hot dogs from Big Brother.
Hot dogs!
I've never actually seen him.
Oh, rubbish, you haven't seen him.
Unfortunately, when you Google hot dogs, it's not the first thing that comes up. We're talking about me drinking breast milk.
So delicious.
Stacey, I never thought I'd say this, but your breasts have delicious milk. Do you know what else the great news is, right? You know how you heard Kieran just gagging before, right, at the idea of drinking breast milk.
Are you going to make him drink it?
Well, the good news is you gave us about 50 mil, but I only drank about 10 mil because the rest of it is in Kieran and Michelle's coffee.
Is it really?
Which they've already drunk.
We were talking about what nice coffee it was.
Are you serious? You don't think there's any issues that have caused a bit of a split?
No.
No. Nana Nick, if you wouldn't mind.
Tommy went and got a tattoo.
I got a new tattoo.
Or did he?
People are starting to question whether my tattoo is real or not.
And it divided the team.
I've never felt tension in the room like there is now.
The tension, the nerve.
Kieran just went, that's a fake tattoo.
I just don't think you would have got a tattoo that big.
Can I just point out, I never at any stage suggested that it was fake. All I said was, I got a tattoo.
No,
and you guys have gone on this crazy... You've gone all over Melbourne thinking it's a fake tattoo.
It's not real, is it?
It is. Please say it is. Matt, and I believed in you.
It's not real.
Because I've got another surprise for you guys.
Oh, God.
So everyone thought the tattoo was fake. So it's now 2 weeks later and Trish is here and we're going to cover it up and make it look like it's not there. That was a 3:30. That was a 3:30 this morning and I have special effects makeup on my arm and it just looks like my tattoo is gone. Hey, Mish, I've got an idea for you.
Great.
What's your favourite thing to do in Bali?
Oh,
not
get
that
massages.
Fun. What's one of your favourite things to do in Melbourne?
Go to the movies?
Oh, Michelle Laurie, I introduce to you my new idea.
Cinema. Massage. Cinesage. If you see one movie or have one massage this year, do both. Cinesage.
Good morning from the other side of the world.
Yo, 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 Melbourne. Oh, God, we're in America.
Yeah. California.
I've never been here before, Matt.
Haven't you? What is it like?
There's a lot of water in their toilets.
Oh, they do. They've got really wide bowls and they've got water right like halfway up.
It's like, am I washing my feet in there or what? You're 30. Today is your birthday.
This is a shark dive at the aquarium today.
It's not as scary as I thought it would be. Like, you're not as scared as I thought you would be. Also, Mitch is kind of a fat, lazy showbiz shark, right?
What do you mean?
That shark is fed day and night, night and day. Here you go, Mitch. Let's go to Port Lincoln and dive with Great Whites.
We are coming to you live from 5CC here in Port Lincoln.
Yeah.
There's a Maccabi Diva statue in town here. There's a bit of a tradition with that statue.
I've seen a lot of pictures of naked women on top of it. It's a thing.
I don't know if you've ever tried to get nude on a slippery, wet metal horse.
Right. No, horse, no. Horse, no.
Sorry.
Yeah. Horse, no.
It was time.
Will we survive?
Caught
two planes.
Yep.
We've been 3 hours on a boat.
Yes.
Numerous minibuses in there. And how many sharks?
None.
We are coming to you live from Timaru.
We are.
How
many dudes you know got the skills to go in
a rocket show like this? Do you know what they have at Timaru?
What?
A Farlap statue. And I got up on top of the pole and...
Did you do it?
Well, what do
you
think?
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, you did it! With your socks on! How's the undercarriage?
Oh, a mess.
Yeah,
oh, are we talking before or after?
After.
Oh, yeah, still a mess.
Yeah.
Dunedin is where we are coming to you live from today.
We sure are.
They have the steepest road in the world here.
Oh, you don't say.
Yes, this is the steepest hill. We should run up that. And the good news is, Kiz, we've got T-shirts, right? And I unveiled one of the T-shirts I showed him. Can you see what that says?
You're wearing it right now. Yeah. I conquered the steepest street in the world.
Yeah. And then with beautiful sleight of hand, I put on my T-shirt and I slid him another T-shirt. He didn't check what his T-shirt said. What does Kieran's T-shirt say?
Yours says I'm a jerk. Oh, no! Oh, Kieran! Oh,
guess
my
what?
God.
He wore it for 2 hours.
Oh, Kieran!
Michelle and Tommy's Chubby Pigeon.
It's the best bird around.
Jeez, you would have had to be living under a rock to not realise the fat duck is opening its doors.
Oh, finally.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Heston Blumenthal's food. You can buy it at the supermarket. Yeah. Let's just buy all his stuff from Coles and make our own restaurant.
Michelle and Tommy coming to you live from my house, a.k.a. the pop-up restaurant, The Chubby Pigeon. Heston Blumenthal is here.
Let's get it, guys.
Matt, what have you made?
I've made the recreation of bacon and egg ice cream.
I have to say, I think it's awful.
Tommy saw a video of some idiot trying to break wood with his head and he could never do it. It was a very funny video.
3 days in a row.
3 days in a row. So then you decided that you would do it, break wood with your head. Sakura is a mistress of the art of the geisha. Hi, Sakura.
Tommy-san, kakkoi!
Oh, she's so excited. Yeah. She just said Tommy Chop Chop in a funny way. He's holding his own board this time.
Focus.
Hey.
Come at me, bro!
He did it! Oh, my God!
We're the only show that's got a show car. We chucked Liza in the driver's seat and said, head to the Hume and see how far you can get. Liza! We were joking!
Why? You told me to be me.
Liza, you actually torched the car.
Yeah, I set it on fire.
It's been a while, Meshel.
Since what?
Oh, what do you mean, since what?
Since what?
Since we've tried to change the world with an invention.
It's the story of an inventor named Tommy.
Oh, where's the mustard and sauce? I always lose one of them. Mustard, sauce. Why are they having two bottles anyway? Everyone loves them together. Mustard and sauce. Together. Morse. Peter Crane from Master Foods. Talk to me.
We talked about Morse and we gave it a big thumbs up. We wanted to run a special edition for your listeners.
They fired the Dream Factory up and Morse went into production. 500 bottles of perfection were made, numbered, and delivered to Michelle and Tommy's desk. That's right. The wait is over. Morse has arrived.
After waiting for so long, it is here.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
She's the biggest comedy star on the planet. The hurricane that is Amy Schumer. And I just said, is there any chance at any point in the future that we could have some form of relationship?
No.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Why not?
I don't like you.
I mean, that's fair enough. What's the main thing you don't like?
Just your personality.
Is that all?
That's the only problem
with you. I thought it was going to be something that was hard to change.
Oh, see, there she's had a drink. So she's feeling better now that she's been able to just get a little bit of mother's milk. Hello. Hey, Pharrell, you crazy. What's up?
All right. Amy Poehler, good morning.
I like that you guys take care of each other.
It's not a usual technique, but Michelle actually has a giant baby Bjorn, and I just strap myself into the front of it, and she carries me around crying for a while.
Yeah. He just needs to hear my heartbeat sometimes, you know, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to show you my appreciation today, so I hope you don't mind. I did get my head shaved, and I got a portrait of the Terminator in the back of my head.
That looks cool.
What do you think?
Yeah, like the jaws look like Stallone, but the forehead looks like mine. So it's very good.
We're coming live from Michelle's house in Altona.
Yeah.
For your kid's first day of school.
Yes, doll. Hang on. What's that?
Ready.
I think it's time.
Are you ready, Lou?
No.
Oh.
How come?
I'm scared.
It's time, darling.
Well, I'm not ready now.
Yeah, well, it's time.
No, I'm making Louis right.
It's time for prep, guys.
Is it?
Yep.
The question is, which Spice Girl would you be?
Michelle Laurie.
Unfortunately, I think I'd be Ginger.
Tommy Little.
I'd be posh.
Because you want to touch David Beckham.
Michelle and Tommy.
Thank you so much because you're my company on the long way to work. The laugh that you give, thank you so much for all your time. You are just so much part of the actual experience of the day. So thank you so much for everything you've done. You're so funny.
I'm going to miss you both terribly. It's to both of you, you've made every morning really special.
Nova 100.
I feel like I'm 9 and like my family's moving away from my best friends. And is there anything I can do? No, you're 9, get in the car. Quite a show, very entertaining, but it's over now. But it's over now. Go on and take the bow.
Goodbye, Melvin.